the Goldberg. Say, wait a minute. Give me a chance to explain.
Now, here, young man. I've got work to do, and besides, what you say is impossible.
Well, if you don't...
Well, a lot of ladies I know say they never heard of one soap doing all three kinds of wash.
But how can you say it's impossible when you won't
even... imagine me washing my colored rayon slits with the same granulated soap I use for overalls and grimy towels.
Well, that just proves you've never tried New Does. It's a new kind of granulated soap, and it does everything in your wash. And just think what good news that is right now during spring house cleaning.
What do you mean?
Well, you can use this same Does for your heaviest wash rugs and blankets, and for your prettiest washable slip covers and lacy rayon curtains, too.
Oh, now listen here. I'm not in the habit of using wash day soaps for those fussy colors. They need extra care.
That's just what Does gives them. You see, it's different from any other leading granulated wash day soap. It's much safer for your pretty rayons and colored washables.
Well, if that means a lot of hard scrubbing on the heavy pieces, I'm not interested.
But, lady, there's no hard scrubbing with Does, and no boiling either. In fact, no soap made can get dirt out easier than New Does. Why, those soiled blankets and wash rugs will come out just as clean as you could want them.
What about my white bedspreads and heavy linen?
I'm glad you brought that up. Why, you've never seen whiter washes than you get with Does. Your spreads will simply gleam. In fact, there's not another soap of any kind that can get your white pieces whiter than Does.
Well, I never...
Say, just you try Does. You'll find it's not just a new improvement of an old soap, but a really new kind of granulated soap.
Well, it sounds wonderful.
Does is wonderful. Just ask for D-U-Z, Does, in that big red and white box. And remember, for all of your wash during house cleaning time and all the time, let Does do it. And now the Goldbergs. The great dinner is over at the Goldbergs, and the guests have departed. But the results of the dinner party are just beginning. In the first place, Bertie came in and took the honored guest, Mrs. Bertha Jerome, down about three pegs. And then, to cap the climax, she spilled the beans about Rosie and Walter. Just what this is going to mean for Walter's relations with his fiancée and his mother, no one can tell. But from Jake's point of view, he doesn't mind laughing.
Bring me a paper and bring me ink.
Well, what are you going to do, Ma?
I'm going to scribble a note to Mrs. Jerome. And I'm going to apologize for the misbehavior of Bertie, which I consider my responsibility. Bring me the pen.
Well, you don't have to do that, Ma.
Please, nevertheless, I wish to do it. Please, scribble for me.
Well, I don't think you should, Ma.
Please.
What's done
please,
is done.
Please, just write. Please, let me use my own judgment in this case. Please. You ready?
Yeah.
Push over the tablecloth, sit down. Write to me. As I say. As I say, write. What shall I say it? What shall I write?
Dear Mrs. Jerome.
Dear Mrs. Jerome, Amy. Write me. Dear Mrs. Jerome, I should blame what happened on Bertie tonight. Would not be right also.
Oh, Ma, don't say anything.
If I don't say anything, Sammy, if I don't write, you'll think that I told Bertie to come over here to say the things that she said specially.
Molly. That Bertie was priceless tonight.
Please, enough of them already.
Oh,
I'm ashamed of myself.
Please, stop already, Jake.
Wasn't
so funny. For me, it was more than funny.
Why, Pa?
Because I don't like that woman.
Don't like that woman. What have you against Mrs. Jerome, but?
She didn't like your liver.
Not my liver.
I'm sure Walter will never come back here again.
That'll suit me fine. And you can call up Rosie and tell her to come back home.
And if you don't mind, Pa, you can please tell Bertie to wait until she's invited before she marches in on us the way she did tonight.
If all Bertie's visits will be as helpful as they were tonight, she can even move in with my okay.
Move in? She could even move in, but she didn't have to be so after
all. Whatever she said was like pearls. Each word she uttered was a pearl. Believe me.
Pearls. What was so pearlish? What was so funny is that Bertie said? Because she turned around to Walt and she said, you're the young man that Rosalie is running away from. Or she turned around to Walt and seen I'm sane and she said, oh, you're the girl he's engaged to, Rob. When you marry for money, you can't have everything. That was so foolish. What was so foolish? What was so foolish that made you so hysterical? What? I don't know what's so foolish about it. Oh, all right, please come, Sammy. Help me with the dishes. Yes, dear?
I'll help you too, darling, yes?
Don't bother.
You're mad.
I'm not glad.
Why?
Because anybody that passes my threshold should be...
Should what?
Leave the platter.
Should what?
Should not be humiliated.
And what about the way she humiliated you?
She didn't humiliate me.
Humiliate, Ma.
No, let's be like you said, she didn't.
Then what do you call it when you mixed up a word and she laughed at you?
So?
So?
For nothing. I didn't say I love her, but she was a guest in my house.
Let her remain as far as I'm concerned, always and only, an unwelcome guest in my house.
What else could she ever be?
Maybe she never be my daughter's mother-in-law.
That you can be sure she won't be.
If Walter was twice as nice as he is, I wouldn't want it.
The boy is engaged.
If he wasn't engaged, I wouldn't want it here.
Aren't you both forgetting one very important thing?
And what is it, my dear son, that your parents are forgetting?
Rosie.
Rosie is our child.
That's a very convenient way of deciding to ignore her feelings.
Walter's engaged, Sally.
I'm not discussing the ethics of the situation. I'm merely trying to remind you that even if you don't like Mrs. Jerome, Pa, and even if you don't want Rosie to like Walter, Ma, it's not going to make any difference to her.
Maybe Rosie will be a better daughter than you are a son.
Oh, Jake.
Don't shake me. Why shouldn't Rosie listen to her parents?
Have it your way.
Answer me what I have when I speak to you.
If Rosie likes Walter, telling her to forget him will seem wrong to her.
Right or wrong, seeming, she'll listen. Maybe Mommy and I don't have any influence over you, my dear fine young gentleman.
See,
don't you mean?
Family, if you mean...
I only mean one thing. You and Papa are acting as if you two were the ones whose feelings counted in this. And that's the same mistake Mrs. Jerome is making about Walter and Norma. Mrs. Jerome likes Norma, and, well, she can't understand why Walter isn't as enthusiastic as she is. Oh, Rosie's a person. She has her own life to lead. And all you can do is hope that she learned the right things when she was a child. That she'll remember to choose right and act right. But your days, Pa, your days of advice are over.
What? I don't think I heard you.
Your days of advice are all over.
Once again, I want to hear that.
Well, gee, Pa, if I can't sit here and talk and say the things I feel and think, then...
Why, Sammy.
Pa, please. So the opinion of parents is null and void, huh?
Oh, Jake, please.
Maybe we are living too long, Molly.
Oh, Jake, please. Living too long, being the parents null and void. Family didn't say that.
What then did he say?
What then did he say? He said that Rosie's also a person. She has her own life to lead. And all you can do is hope that she learned the right things as a child. And that she'll remember to choose right and do right.
And why are our days of advice over? That's what I want to know.
There comes a time, Jake. There comes a time. There does, when our days of advice are over. When we can only sit and watch and hope. We can only wish that the years we lived with our children while they grew up were years in which we showed them what was right. Now, Jay, darling, now advice would only be talk. Just talking, not doing. We did already, Jay. We did what we could. We did our best. And now we'll see. Now we'll see if our best was good enough.
I don't believe in sitting back.
Don't believe in sitting back. Me not neither, Jake. But what we do, we do. No use talking, Jake. It's no use talking. And enough is enough already. Help me with the platters. Help me with the dishes to take in, please. Sammy, come and take the phone, please. My hands are full of dishes.
Coming.
And let the phone ring a minute. Let the phone ring a minute. Listen, family. The next time, you know, I don't like that latitude when Mama talks to you. You should walk out. I don't like that.
Mom.
Take the phone.
Hello? Yes? Yes.
Well, yes.
Yes?
Who?
Yes, I'll take it.
Self?
Yes?
Well, what will you take it?
Yes.
What is it?
What?
Yes.
A telegram from Rosie.
Oh, from Rosalie?
Yeah.
Why don't they send it?
Well, yeah, will you please repeat that?
So let me hear.
Coming home.
Coming home?
Coming home? Don't worry.
Don't worry.
Don't worry. Everything is all right.
All right? Then is she coming?
Oh, please.
Please.
Hello?
Yes?
I'm very happy. You understand when I tell you everything.
Why is she happy?
What is there to understand?
Thank you.
No, so let me hear a word.
Repeat
it.
Sammy. You heard it. Did you put it down with a pencil?
But you know I did.
Why not?
Oh, Pa, please, I was standing.
Hold him back. Tell him to send it.
Well, he said he couldn't send it. You'll have to wait until tomorrow.
But try to remember exactly what was said in the telegram, Hamlet, please.
She's coming home.
But she's happy.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Oh, I love that, huh? But why all of a sudden? What made her happy all of a sudden?
Both of us talked to her on the phone, no, Molly?
Yes.
Well, what are you worried about?
Oh, I'm sorry, because I don't know what made her happy all of a sudden. Why is she coming home all of a sudden? That's what I want to know. But if she's happy...
And Jake's cry, what right had Rosie to be happy now, would be matched by his anger if he knew that Walter had told Rosie that he wouldn't leave Lastonbury until she returned. Say, tell me, are you putting up with a halfway soap for your dishes? You are if you use a tough granulated soap because it falls short on safety for your hands. Or if you use a bar soap, well, it just doesn't have real speed. So why not let new Duzz rescue you from those halfway soaps? Yes, Duzz, that amazing new kind of granulated soap where everything in your wash really is 100% for dishes, too. It has everything from whirlwind speed to extra gentleness for your hands. Just notice how wonderfully smooth and soft your hands feel after doing dishes with Duzz. In fact, Duzz is the only leading granulated wash day soap that leaves your hands so comfortable feeling. Yet no soap made can get dishes clean faster than Duzz. It sails right at a tough grease and cuts it without any hard scouring. Why, you can tell the difference in Duzz right in the suds. Try it today. Duzz has everything for dishes. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Bird. Tomorrow, Jake decides to pay a call and gets called on instead. This is Clayton Collier saying goodbye for Procter & Gamble, the makers of Duzz, the new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of wash.